It's The Wanted and Heart Vacancy. It's Glyde's Morning Glory with Sophie at 7.35 on a damp and rainy Wednesday. Now, if you are anything like me, I absolutely love food. Massive foodie. Have my own food blog, review products for a food website, and watch a lot of food television, namely MasterChef. MasterChef The Professional's on at the moment. I am loving that. And was completely glued to Celebrity MasterChef earlier on this year. And yesterday afternoon, I got the chance to catch up with the winner, Lisa Faulkner. She's the star of Spooks, Holby City, Dangerfield, millions of other programmes as well. And she now is considering doing some more foodie stuff. So she's really, really active on Twitter. So that's what we got talking about first.
I'm a massive Twitter fan. I love it. I think, you know, lots of people say, oh, why do you bother? But you know what? It's just a bit of fun.
Yeah.
And sometimes when you're sitting in the back of a taxi, it wastes a bit of time and it's really fun to read what other people are doing. I'm nosy.
Well, you're quite well disguised, I think, Audrey. Although it does say, Lisa Faulkner, you'd never be able to predict what your Twitter name is.
Well, no, because I didn't realise when I got on Twitter that the whole point was that people should find you and that it should be your name. I had no idea. So I said, oh, I'd be Auntie Gigi, which is what my nieces call me, and then put my year 72. Uh-huh. And so I'm Auntie Gigi 72. So you can find me now.
But obviously lots of people did during the filming of MasterChef, which is such a popular programme anyway in this country.
Yeah.
But the celebrity one just, I think, has a particular draw because it's always nice to see people in a completely different role from what they normally do. You assume you like cooking. I mean, do they approach you and have no idea whether you like cooking or not? Or is
they approach you and ask you and say, do you like cooking? Mm. And I think anyone that says no shouldn't really do the programme.
No.
I mean, I think there's always sort of questions as to why are you doing it and who does the programme. And I think, you know, the difference between MasterChef and other reality showbiz celebrity programmes is that it's about cooking and you sort of, unless you want to learn, you wouldn't go on it. Do you know what I mean?
And it's not too revealing either. It's not like you have to get in a shower in a bikini or anything. It's about the food.
And it's not a popularity contest. You know, you can't get voted out. And to me, that was what I wanted to do, was go have a nice day, meet John and Greg, do a bit of cooking and go home again. I didn't realise I'd be there to the end. And it was just a fantastic opportunity. But I was very, very nervous going into it because I didn't know if I could actually cook.
Yeah. And did you feel tempted to have a word with either one of them about the size of the forkfuls they put in their mouths? I don't know whether they do it on purpose and zoom in, but it just, that's bad for kids, isn't it? Like, it's the biggest forkfuls in the world they eat.
It's so funny. You know what? While I was doing MasterChef and I was practicing all my dishes on my friends, they would constantly do John and Greg forkfuls. So, and you know, it was a big running joke, which has got a bit tiring now, but they still do it. Yeah.
And obviously the other big talking point of this series, just other than you winning, of course, is Dick's moustache.
Yes.
You know, other people have to wear hairnets. He managed to get away without that. I just couldn't stop looking at it and thinking, is it unhygienic or is it just in my mind unhygienic? And is it actually fine?
I think it's fine. I think Dick is such a brilliant cook. And I was never put off by the moustache. I just think he's amazing.
I'm not sure how I feel about not being able to see someone's mouth when they're talking. You know, like it almost masks it completely.
I know, but he never got any food stuck in it.
Yeah, that's good. You wouldn't want to miss a twit type situation. That would be terrible.
No.
All right, Lisa Faulkner, MasterChef Celebrity Champion 2010, joins us again after Stereophonics and Maybe Tomorrow at Glyde.